Hello, my friends. How are you? I hope you're having an amazing day or night or whatever it is when you are listening to this. I want to thank you for returning to me. If you are coming back to me, and if you are new here, then welcome, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode. Oh my gosh. So today, episode is kind of just on the fly because I wanted to talk about something. Today, we closed on our house. And I am so emotional about it. And I'm so emotional and like filled with gratitude, sadness, relief, all of the things. And to some of you, it may seem foolish because I'm like upset over, not upset, but I'm like feeling all these feelings over closing over a house. Like, but it's not about the house itself. It's literally about what that house symbolized, what that time in my life symbolized. For those of you who don't know, I was born and raised in New England. I met my husband, and 5 months into our relationship, I up and moved away from family, friends, everything I fucking knew. And I moved to a different state, 16 hours away from everybody and everything I ever knew. And we lived there for 2 years, had a house, completely like was settled there. And then my grandfather died. And I realized how much I missed family. I missed friends, you know, that was here. And how much like my daughter was missing out on all of that as well. And my family was missing out on her and like us and just all of the things, you know. Death puts a lot of things into perspective, as most of you I'm sure know. So we decided kind of on a whim that we were going to move back. I had no idea what was going to happen, how it was going to happen. We just had this vision in our head and we fucking had to run with it. And that included selling our house that we fucking loved. Like, it was literally everything that we could have ever wanted. I completely manifested this house, I will say. We started, you know, the house hunting process, and we were a couple months into it, super discouraged. And, you know, any of you who have gone on that path know the ups and downs of house hunting. And so we were on that journey, and we were actually deciding to kind of take a step back and take a break for a little while. And that very same day, I was like, you know what? I know that we will find what we need to find. This is what we're looking for. And I'm going to go for a walk to clear my head. And I went on that walk. And I saw a sign that said for sale up the street that I had no idea, like never even paid attention to. I walked up and didn't even get to the house. And I was like, holy shit, holy shit. This is it. And then I saw the house and I was like, this is my house. This is my fucking house. This is everything I wanted. The neighborhood, the look of it, like just all of it. Text my husband, was like, have you been up this road? And he's like, yeah, but you said you didn't want to live in this town, which was true. I didn't. I was not looking in that town because I just didn't want to be there. Long story short, we bought the house. We got that house. And it was perfect. And I love it. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for everything that it brought, you know, to us. And I'm so proud of us for doing it and getting to that place, because we had to work really hard really hard on our finances and our credit, and we did it. We fucking did it. But so today, today is the closing of that chapter, like final closing of that chapter, because we did not sell our house. Like, we moved before we sold our house. We moved in June, the end of June, back here to New England, and excuse me for the sniffles and whatnot. We moved back here with no plan, nothing, like just totally leaning in to our intuition, leaning into all the feels. My husband had to release a lot. Because he did not want to be here. Like, he did not want to be up here. He grew up where we were, and that is where he wanted to, stay and have a family and, raise the family. So, it was a lot for him to be like, okay, let's move back. Like, let's go there. Because when I met him, he was only here for the summer. He was visiting family. Because all our family, both sides of our family, is up here, except his parents are still down where we were living. They're actually in the process of selling their house, but they're having a more difficult time. But anyways, besides that, that's a different story. So, he had to kind of release a lot of that too, a lot of his idea of what he had in his head, the vision that he had in his head of, where we were living, where he was gonna, raise his kids and all of that. So anyways, so we're back here. Had to live with my fucking parents until we found a place. And that was hard. Like, that was awful. It was awful. And it was a huge test. It was a huge fucking test. And it made me question every single day if this was the right decision. Every single day. And then his aunt said that they had tenants. They have rental properties around the town. They had tenants that were moving out in August. And did we want to take over the lease? It was like a sign. It was a sign. That, yeah, thank you. Like, thank you, universe, for giving us that opportunity, because we were struggling to find a place for sure. Struggling. The cost of living up here is so much more. It's just insane. So it made it hard because we were like, dude, we were paying the same amount for our fucking house. And we're gonna pay for a two-bedroom apartment and pay the same amount. Like, it was insane to us. So it was really hard. It was a hard transition. It was hard to find a place and like just wrap our brains around, like, dude, did we make the right decision? Because we literally are losing, like, just all of it. Anyway, so here we are today. Like, here we are today, and they signed the papers, and it's like that chapter's closed. I had my spiritual awakening there. That move was something that broke me open, completely broke me open, and made me see things for like, from a completely new perspective. I learned who I was there. I had to trust 100% in my gut, my intuition, and my soul's calling to make that move. Dude, every single person around me told me I was fucking insane for leaving everything. and moving with somebody who I knew for 5 months at the time. Everybody told me I was insane. Nobody believed it was going to work. Nobody. Except for fucking myself. I fucking believed it was going to work. And here I am. We're married. Like, I want you to trust yourself, you guys. I want you to shut out all the shit around you, all the naysayers around you, all the people who are out there saying you're fucking insane. Do you want to know why 95% of those people are telling you that you're insane to do these incredible, daring, like life-changing things? Because they know that they could never do it. They are afraid. So they are staying in that box. They are staying in the situation that they're in. And they can't wrap their head around somebody who is able to break out of that mindset. So if you are being called to do something, to go somewhere, to be with somebody who people are like, you're crazy, that's never going to work. Take what they say with a grain of salt if you feel 150% in your fucking gut, dude. Because you know what's best for your life. You know what's best for you. And you gotta trust that. You gotta trust yourself. You have to trust your soul. Because those inklings and those pulls in each direction that you're being pulled in, if you have something that you're so fucking passionate about, but you don't know why, you don't know how to either get into it or how to make it into something bigger than it is, like, go with that feeling and explore it. Because what's the worst thing that can happen, you guys? The worst thing that can happen is that it doesn't work. Oh, well, now you know. Wouldn't you rather know if something doesn't work and grow from that experience and learn a new lesson? You guys, this life is about learning lessons. This life is about growing. Why do you want to be stuck? Why do you want to be doing the same thing until you die? Like, maybe that's a little harsh. But you guys, I want you to trust yourself. If there is anything that I have learned out of this lesson, is to trust my fucking gut. Because it has opened that move, that simple decision, not simple, it was not a simple decision. That decision that I made catapulted me into the person that I am today, my business. Everything I credit to that decision to up and radically fucking change my life. Radically. I literally was born and raised in the same place until I was, how old was I when I met him? 29. Yes, 29. Back in 2017 is when we met. I moved in August 2017. Broke me the fuck open. Opened my eyes to everything. Like I said, like, my spiritual awakening happened then. And I highly, highly doubt it would have happened if I stayed in the same place, in the same situation, stagnant as fuck. So, I'm feeling all of these things. Feeling all of these things. Releasing this house. Releasing that chapter of my life. With so much fucking gratitude for what it gave to me. The people that I met. The experiences that I had. Cracked me open. And I'm so grateful. So grateful. So anyways, this is a short one. I just wanted to come on and encourage you to follow your gut. Trust your intuition. To understand that you're fully supported. Like, you're supported, you're gonna be okay, regardless of what it is. You have to trust yourself. You have to trust that the universe, God, whoever you want to, whatever you want to call it, has your back. And I just got a picture in my mind of the angel numbers that I saw yesterday. Yesterday I saw 999, which is usually a symbol of something ending, a chapter ending. And I was like, well, what the fuck is ending? Like, we didn't know. There was a lot of things that were happening with this closing process. And for a little bit, we weren't sure that it was actually going to happen. So yesterday, we signed our part, sent it in. And today they were supposed to sign their part. But still, there were still, you know, up and downs. Like I said, it's not final until it's fucking final and the papers are signed. It's just, that's the way it is. So yesterday I kept saying 999, 999. And I was like, okay, something's ending. I'm not really quite sure what. Could it be the house? Could it be, you know, other things that are happening right now? Today, I have seen 222 so many fucking times, I can't even tell you. I've seen it on car license plates. I've seen it on the clock. Like, I've seen all of these things. I've seen it, like, during, on the computer, like, so many times. And 222 is the symbol of new beginnings. And then I was driving today. Again, I saw 222. And then I got literally pulled into my parking spot. The car in front of me said 444. Everything is going to be okay, is the symbolism of 444, to me at least. You guys, I can't tell you, like, the relief that I felt. Because I was like, okay, you're right. Took a sigh of relief. Took a deep breath. And then, so I had to go to the post office. That's where I was going. I come out of the post office like 15 minutes later, and I get a text from my husband saying they signed the papers. And I literally started bawling. I started bawling because I was like, it's done. It's done. All of the stress, all of the chaos, all of it that goes in with fucking selling your house. It's not the best process. And just all of it, it's done. We did it. Like, we did it. And we did it fast. And I every single month, my new moon intention, like, was to sell the house, to get it done ASAP, move on, get that, you know, process done with and over with. We sold our house, found buyers, I should say, in 2 months. And it's taken us a month to, you know, actually, like, sign the papers and finish the closing process. 2 months, you guys, for the town that we were in the state that we were in, that's insane. Like, the town that we were in was not a sought out town, which is why I didn't want to be there in the first place. Obviously, it worked out and whatnot. But, like, I was nervous when we put the house up on the market. I'm not going to lie, because I was like, this town, I didn't even want to be here, and I fucking live here. But we literally found the perfect buyers. Perfect buyers. They wanted in ASAP. They did not give a shit if we paid any closing costs. Like, they were like, get me in this house now. And that's exactly where we were at. You got to put out intentions. You got to live intentionally. Use the moon, you guys. Use the lunar cycles. It's so powerful. If you do not have a new moon and a full moon ritual, we need to talk. I'm telling you, that along with visualization, manifesting, journaling, all the things, you guys. You can create your reality. Your thoughts fucking create your reality. What are you putting out there? Pay attention. What's happening in your life right now? Pay attention. How are your thoughts? Are you having shitty situation after shitty situation after shitty situation? Check in. Check in with yourself. Check in with your thoughts, you guys. Talk to yourself like you would a friend. When your friend comes to you for something and they need like you to lift them up, how are you going to talk to them? Are you going to get on their shitty train? Or are you going to encourage them and be kind to them and lift them up? Why are you not doing the same thing for yourself? Right? And we all get into this. I still get into this. But becoming aware, awareness is the key to change. It really is. It's the key to change. So, anyways, I feel like this podcast is probably a bit all over the place, but if you can get anything out of it, it's to be intentional. Trust yourself. Follow your gut. Follow your instincts. And understand that you never actually fail at anything. You fail forward, meaning you always learn a lesson. Everything you go through in life gives you a lesson, is a teachable moment. Learn. Have fun learning. Grow through the shit. I love you guys. I love you guys. Anyways, have a magical day. I am going to pull some cards, do a meditation, and like feel through all the feels right now. Because I'm feeling all the things. But it's all good things. I love you guys. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in with me this week. I would love to hear from you guys, so if you could leave me a review on iTunes, that would be amazing. As always, you can find me on Instagram at Oracle Insight Mama, or you can visit my website at www.oracleinsightmama.com. Thank you guys. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time.